Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everyone. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, and I have the lovely Maya Moon with me tonight, of course, as usual. We could call us partners in crime, but we don't really commit any crimes. We just have fun talking on the radio and hope everybody enjoys it. Tonight is another great topic on forgiveness. I did a little fact-finding about the truth about forgiveness, how you forgive somebody, what does it mean, and things like that. And how are you tonight, Maya Moon?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here as always. And yeah, I really like this topic. I feel that a lot of people do not approach this properly, and I believe that it can be one of the biggest blocks in our own spirituality and potential and path. So I think it's a very important topic and something to share. And that's great that you looked it up, because I'm sure you have a lot to share from what you researched about.
Oh yeah, there were. I went to this one site, and there are 16 things about forgiveness. And from my own personal experience, I'm really trying to go back a little bit. I mean, you know, I had things happen as a little girl, but I never had to. Maybe I did forgive them. I just never said it to them. You know, I mean, because. I mean, they would do things that were hurtful. They probably didn't even know about it because they didn't really care. And as a little girl, you know, you can be offended and feel, you know, like nobody likes you easily just because somebody doesn't include you in something. But I never, ever went up to them and said, I forgive you for doing what you did to me the other day, because I probably would have said to them, don't do it again. You know, I mean, if it really hurts you. But I'm not talking about a physical kind of thing. I'm trying to think, even as I was older, I don't know about you, but there's never really been any incidents where I had to actually, I never said it to them, but maybe in my heart. And that's what some of these little things are, is that I used to always say to everybody, to forgive is divine. Because that comes from within. That is nothing that's written in stone. That's one of the things you must do. No, it's not. Not for me, it's not. But I used to say that when I worked at this other site. As a matter of fact, I used to sign my letters, Divinely Yours, Natalie, because I would say that, not preach it, but I would tell people when I was in the room with all these people, I would, you know, to forgive is divine. You know, that's coming from within. That's not a contract that you sign that you have to forgive people. And that doesn't mean you like what they did, but it's just that you forgive them. My son is telling me about this. I don't know if you've seen it or not, and I'm going to mention this movie. It's called The Shack. It tells about forgiveness, what somebody does, and that we're all children of God.
Wait a minute.
Pardon me?
Is this The Shack, the same one that is a movie made from a book?
I don't know if it's made from a book, but I'm going to see it. You know, my friend Diane wants to see it.
Does it have religious overtones, and it's about a guy that goes?
Yes, it does. That there's actually a Jesus and God, yes.
And there's
I haven't seen it.
Okay, and there's a camping trip involved?
I don't know. I didn't see it. He just said to me, Mother, he said, this is really going to get to you, because he knows how I feel.
Okay.
You know, and just like some of these things that list here, you know, just because you're forgiving them doesn't mean you appreciate what they've done. Uh, But that it has to come from within to say you're even to say you're sorry to someone. I mean, I know I've said that many times. Probably you too, right, Maya? I mean, that's some people. It's really hard for them to say I forgive you. It would have to be really, really bad, and I still think I would forgive. I mean, that's what this movie tells. It's all about that. It really, really is. And I have it, and I just haven't watched it yet because sometimes those kind of movies really get to me, and mm-hmm. I have to be in the right frame of mind. You know, I was telling Maya, I was with my granddaughter, and we were watching Cinderella and Rapunzel. I mean, it's, you know, that movie is certainly not like that, where, you know, these things made by Disney are wonderful. But you know what? Those two movies, Cinderella, believe it or not, got to me. It was all, you know, they're just like a cartoonish kind of thing, but very, their faces were really pretty and all of that. But isn't that strange how that movie would bother me? You know, something like that, a fairy tale. But I love fairy tales. I think everybody should read fairy tales. You know, it allows you to believe in things that you cannot see, which is my part of me. And, you know, then we were going to watch Rapunzel. And, you know, there even in these kinds of things, there were periods where a forgiveness, you know, oh, that's okay, it's okay. But anyways, I just wanted to say about those two movies and how they got to me. And I get too easily, though. I mean, I really do. But forgiving, you know, I don't know about you, Maya. What kind of, you know, what have you had with that you had to forgive somebody for anything? I'm probably thinking your child, your two children, I suppose, correct?
Right. Well, I would say in general, I probably have only had one or two experiences where forgiveness was something that was a process and a transition, which is how I see forgiveness. You know, if your friend shows up late or your friend stands you up, you know, that's pretty easy to forgive. But when we start getting into serious trespasses against us, you know, right. Abuse, you know, betrayal, whether it's a partner, a family member, something that is, you know, we carry scars from, then we start to really get into forgiveness. And the problem is, forgiveness, when you take away all the layers of it, forgiveness is ultimately done for self. Because as long as we carry that wound with us, I mean, we're all going to have scars. Let's say someone attacked and you were a female and they completely, you know, violated you. And of course, you're going to go through your processes and transitions. You're not going to say, oh, I forgive them, you know, the day after. But eventually, the problem is that event will begin to define us as a person and will overshadow all the good potential and possibilities if we don't, or we're not able to take those necessary steps to forgive. Once we forgive, we do it for ourselves, because then that person no longer has power over us. When we withhold forgiveness, okay, which has nothing to do with your accepting what they did to you or you're agreeing with it or you're going to allow it to happen again, that's a completely different situation. But like you said, divine forgiveness, our true forgiveness is when we release and we say, it's time to let this go. I'm no longer going to allow this event or this person or this situation to encumber my life or to steal, you know, they've already stolen whatever may have occurred. They've stolen that time. And then up until forgiveness, and it's not easy. It's not easy to forgive someone who has violated you in a number of ways possible,
Right. You know, and it can be something very small. It can be something very big. That, you know, the one thing that comes to my mind is my girlfriend. Well, she was my friend since we were in kindergarten. That's how long I've known her. And I forgive her for what she did. She got mad, I mean really mad, that she won't talk to me because and we all talked about my friend who passed away almost a year ago that I flew in for a day. She got mad at me. She wouldn't talk to me. So in so much as she even told her son, and her son kind of like said something to me in chat, you know, and I was really upset about it because I thought, you're throwing away this friendship since we were 5 years old over something really stupid. And this was not even her really, really good friend. So, but she still hasn't talked to me. And, you know, I really forgive her. If she called, and it would be just like nothing ever happened on my end. But obviously she hasn't forgiven me for what I did.
What is it that she thinks you did wrong that she...
Well, because I did try to call her before I left. Well, for one thing, I didn't see her. But we were there, you know, we arrived Saturday midday, and we left Sunday in the afternoon to come back to South Carolina. So I was there about 23 hours, right? Well, she was upset about that, and then she was upset that I didn't tell her, you know, that my friend had passed away. Well, I think really what happened is she thought I went to the funeral, when in fact I didn't. That came later. That was several weeks later. And I tried to call her when I got home, and I really didn't want to let her know this on the phone. I mean, leave a message. You know, this is what's happened and all of that. But I just feel, you know, that really it's her loss, and it's pretty sad because she's carried this now for almost a year with me. And I just think to toss something like that away, and that's another thing. You have to consider what this really is. But, you know, in looking back at her life, how she was with me, she'd pop into my life here and there and then disappear and come back into our lives, you know, even when I was married. And I helped her so much, and I can't understand. I mean, I was shocked. I said, what? I can't believe this. She didn't tell me this. It was her son that told me. So anyways, but I forgive her. It's okay. It's not within me now anymore. But, you know, the first thing on this list is it says, please, you people don't have to apologize to you before you can forgive them. Well, she's a perfect example of that. Really, she should apologize to me. But, you know, I just figured this way. I'm clear on my end. I'm totally clear. And if she doesn't have this in... Obviously, I didn't mean that much to her. That's how you can think of it. And sometimes we say things, and it's hard to take them back, or we react in a way, and it's hard to take them back. No, it's not. It's not that difficult. Just do it. If you have all the love inside, which is what you are supposed to be, it's easy. It really is easy. And if they don't want to receive that from you, if they don't want to hear that you forgave them, that's okay, too. Because you're clear of it. Now you're clear of it. And if you're not holding on to it at all. But there's quite a few. There's like 16, there's 15 more of these things. You know, like forgiving someone doesn't mean you have to forget what they did to you. That's true. I mean, you don't. I mean, there's all kinds of things that I could read off. But that's really the only thing that's ever really happened to me. And even that little boy that threw a rock at me. I didn't hold it against him. I certainly got my point across as a seven-year-old, you know. But I've never done. Have you, Maya? I mean, I don't know. You know, spiritual people, you hope that they're kind of a step, few steps above all that. But there are people who could never forgive somebody, especially people in the family. I have that in the family, too. And they're so wrong. You miss so many important things in your life because you're holding that inside of you and you're not able to love and express that. And, I mean, you know, I don't understand it, but I'm not like that at all. You know, you're supposed to forgive yourself.
I mean, it could be too that maybe you may be different, or you may, there's a lot of explanations. What I believe is that forgiveness doesn't have to be something that we share with that person. The person doesn't even have to acknowledge that they've done wrong, or even admit to it. They can deny it. Oh, I never did that. I never acted that way. Or they can justify it, make excuses for it. You know, I did have a situation. I was already an adult, and that's about the only thing I can compare where it was serious enough that forgiveness was not something that I just said, oh, it's no big deal, like you're saying about this friend. Excuse me. I forgive you. This was something that I had to actively work at and choose, and I had to choose me. I had to say, okay, this is disturbing to me, this is upsetting, but this is also pretty much stealing my life. So I have to come to a decision if I'm going to allow this to continue to disrupt my happiness, peace, balance, or if I'm going to be able to, and there is no other way. People always look for loopholes. That's how humans are. You know, well, I can do this, but I don't really have to forgive them. But you do. Forgiveness is releasing. It's releasing the power that person had over you. It's saying, you wronged me, you did whatever, or even something that you find out about that's within your family that maybe didn't happen to you but still affects you. Anything that affects you significantly requires forgiveness. And so it's just a time and a place where we look within ourselves and we say, I have to grow past this. I have to move forward with this. I have to let this go. So it requires a lot of different things. And then ultimately, we have to believe that there maybe not is a reason in terms of, well, I needed that or that needed to happen so I could learn this or this. But we have to believe that justice, if you will, karma will prevail, or that someone is a creator of some sort, is keeping track, and that, you know, I don't think we should wish that person or person's harm. We should just wish ourselves better. So that's, and I don't think forgiveness is easy when it comes to some situations. I mean, and I think, I feel that a lot of people, especially those involved in, I would say, more romantic relationships, I believe that they make a lot of mistakes because they think they have forgiven the person. So the couple reunites and tries to make it work. But the problem is true spiritual forgiveness has not been accomplished. And
that's right.
Therefore,
that's exactly right.
Yep, the relationship is,
and true forgiveness is unconditional. You don't put any strings to it. But it comes from within, and even one of the lists here, it says it is truly divine, exactly what I say it is. Not saying it's easy, for a lot of people. I mean, I don't really think I'll ever hear from my friend again because she's harboring this, and she really shouldn't. Actually, she should be more understanding. And that's exactly, I mean, I did leave her a little message on her machine. You know, I just said, well, this is totally your choice. This is something that I could not do anything about. It was a very, I think it was 21 hours we were there, something ridiculous. And it was grueling. And she didn't even consider what I was going through. She was thinking about herself. She couldn't have done anything, and she wouldn't have come over there. It was only for me. And but I'm sure maybe one day she'll call, maybe, and I will be just as though nothing has happened to me, because it doesn't really matter. I you know, To me, it says even in here, it's the highest form of love. It really, really unconditional, but it's the highest form of love. But it's got to come from within, or you're not doing the job. You're not accomplishing anything. And you'll know. You'll know if it's real. You'll know if you've done it right. Because if you still harbor that down the road, a month down, boy, you know, I really couldn't stand what she did or he did or whatever. But this is holding you back, Maya, just like you said. It holds you back from being the very best that you can be. Now, we're not near sainthood or anything like that, and I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. I had a friend that used to always say, we're working towards perfection. That's what she used to always tell me. She was an astrologer that I first met that got me started on. We developed a program, and she used to always say that. And I would say, well, to forgive is divine. You have to really understand what the words mean and what it means to you. And it's not condoning what they did. I mean, you know, you can't control what people do. You really can't. I mean, they're going to do what they want to do. But I can remember something else. One time my son, and you know, everybody knows about my son, how wonderful he is. He's really, really, really good to me. Well, one time I said something to him, and he snapped back at me one time. And I mean, it kind of caught me. I was kind of like caught off guard because this is my son. He should never, ever be like that to his mom. Well, he left. He was kind of, I don't even remember what it was. It was probably something very silly, some comment I made, or I asked him something and he didn't want to respond to me or whatever, but he left kind of angry. So not even an hour went by and the phone rings and it was him. And he said to me, now talk about, you know, divine. He said, Mom, he said, the one thing that, I just did it, and I want to apologize, and I hope you'll forgive me. He said, is to ever, I think he hollered at me or something too, is to ever, ever holler at you. And I left and I felt awful. And I said, yeah, I felt awful too. But, you know, I think it took not a whole lot for him to do that, but he just said, I hope you'll forgive me. I said, you know, I just consider it done. You know, you're my son. I mean, I'm not going to, it wasn't that big of a deal, but it was a big deal because he never, ever did that before. So, you know, right now I'm trying to teach my granddaughter that about things and, you know, being involved around them a little bit more, the interaction I watch closely. And one day I will tell her about what her dad did, and you know, because she gets angry like if somebody messes up her room. And you know, I've told her, I said, well, you know, maybe they don't have things like you have and you just have to forgive them. She kind of stands a little taller when she says, well, they shouldn't be doing this in my room. I said, well, that's true. I said, but you have to set the boundaries. You have to let them know, please don't disrupt and move things around. I mean, that's like a, and she's not, you know, she's not off the end about that kind of stuff, really. I can move her stuff around and it's okay, but I'm Graham Circle, okay? But, and she looked at me and she said, is that what I'm supposed to do? And I said, well, think about it. It's not what you're supposed to do. You should do it because you want to do it. I mean, I'm not going to say this is a must, but I said, you have to set the ground rules and tell them. How do they know? I said, and then you won't get into this being angry. And I said, also it was a little girl, a smaller girl, and I said, you have to just forgive her. She's just a little kid. It's going to happen in your life. You're going to see people who maybe are not as, you know, developed mentally, spiritually, don't have as much education. I sat her down and I talked to her about it. I said, because that's going to happen to you in life. You know, you're only 13. It's going to happen. But the only time, I don't know if you've ever had anything happen to you, you know, like my girlfriend, I mean, she wouldn't even talk to me. She'd hang up. Or she's got caller ID. She wouldn't answer the phone. That's what she would do. Is she just doesn't answer the phone, so I stopped calling. I only called twice, and that was it. But I did leave her a message and tell her, you know, you're the one that's going to have to live with this, not me. I think it's really silly that you got mad at me. You don't even know what transpired. You have no idea because you're not giving me a chance to explain. But that's okay. I told her, I said, I forgive you. for being angry. I said, and when you're ready to talk to me, you know my phone number. That was the last time, and that was last October. So, and I let it go. I just let it go. It didn't stick with me and harbor, inside and gnaw at me like, how some people say, well, I got to talk to this person. I've got to make them understand. She should have understood anyhow, But some people, they carry things very, very far, and it's not good. It's not healthy. It closes a lot of doors for you because that's how you come off as, boy, don't ever rub her wrong. She's never going to forgive what you do to her. If you do something to her, well, they don't say that about me at all. But don't want to be a pushover, but still you have to set your boundaries. And if it's something that you feel, you just have to learn how to forgive. It's not, to me, it's easy. But, Maya, it's difficult for a lot of people. They cannot swallow their pride. Families do it all the time. All the time. They cannot just say, I'm sorry. We have something in the family going on for our, 5 years? Yeah, 5 years since my husband passed away. And they have not been able to come to terms and say, I'm really sorry I did that, and I hope you'll forgive me. But you can't force people to do it. But you are in control of you, so you can very much, don't you think, Maya, decide. Yeah. Because it's just hurting you is what it's doing. It's taking away from you and not allowing you to love like you should. And, to give love and all of that, it's tough. It's not that simple because sometimes you're going to be fooled, especially like you said, in relationships. You think this is the ultimate, and even if they crush you, like even if they hurt you, down the road, keep working on it. So-and-so, just say it out loud if you want. I do forgive you. Because then maybe you'll be able to move on. You just can't hold all of that in. You can't. It's not healthy. It's not spiritual at all. And, one of the last things it says, if you still want revenge or retribution, you have not yet forgiven. Letting go means letting go. That's the truth. That is one of the biggest truths that I know. And that's how you can continue. Yeah, that's how you can be more spiritual. Because those things don't weigh you down. What do you think, Maya, now that I've taken up all of our time?
I agree. I agree. And I don't necessarily...
And religion has nothing to do with it. This is a term, forgive. You must forgive. Or you're not going to move past a lot of things in your life. It's going to hold you back.
Right.
And like you said, karma is one of them. It's going to come back and haunt you. And I'm not this goody two shoes, like this woman that does all and ends all. But I just feel that I have certain parameters, you could say, they're parameters, and I feel very strong about forgive. I've even talked to my two girlfriends about it, because sometimes they harbor little things, and they don't even know what I'm doing. But especially one of them, and I talked to her about, because she was upset about something, and I said, just learn to forgive, and then it won't weigh on you, and it won't take anything away from you in the process. You will move forth and be much better and be much more spiritual. I mean, she tells me I'm the most spiritual person she's ever met. She just, can't understand how I can function like I do. And I said, well, I don't know. It's just how I am, And so you have to follow those steps, and you can find out all about these kinds of things if you just, you can Google it and say, how to forgive. What does it mean to forgive? And you're going to get all of these beautiful sites that have all of these things, and it's really, really important. And, and it's unconditional, like I said. One of the things on the list, and I'm not even reading it, is it's an unconditional kind of thing. There are no strings attached. It's just, okay, I forgive you and walk away. Doesn't mean you have to see this person again or do the same thing again. Doesn't mean that at all. But you're growing, even if you don't know it. You are. Okay, back to you, honey.
Well, yes, I would say... that all that is true. The only thing that I would point out is forgiveness doesn't always have to come from a place of love. And one thing we need to remember is even though it is spiritual or it is connected to the divine, that
right.
forgiveness is done for self. It's not done to give pardon to the other person or person.
No,
or
exactly.
It is done for self. And you will find that a lot of people that turn to distractions, addictions, have, you know, trouble with relationships, personal relationships, they're usually, they have suffered something that was pretty traumatic, and even a death, even something that someone didn't deliberately do to us, but even a death, we go through the stages and we can, you know, be angry at God or be angry at Creator or the universe and say, why did this happen to me? You know, why did
right.
I have to do this? And so until we can forgive within, so we have to kind of remember as we're taking those steps and making that journey that this is about us. And it absolutely does not mean, I know that I had a local friend here and we were very, very close. And we were involved in a dog show world together. And she did something that I felt was completely inexcusable. And I was extremely angry about it. And I let her know. And later, I needed to release that because I felt that it was, you know, to me it's like burning a hole in our soul. It's like a little burn on us that's causing friction. But I did choose, even though I forgave her, and you could say that, you know, I understood to a point how things could happen. That doesn't mean we have to choose to reenact or, you know, renew that relationship or anything like that. I chose not to renew that. And from that point, although it took me from the incident to true forgiveness, I would say it took a good month for me to really reach that plateau, that high point of true forgiveness. But I chose not to reinstate or be involved with her. So that's another, I feel, a common mistake that people make or assume is that forgiveness means that we're pardoning the person of the whatever they did against us, and or we're negating the injuries, whether emotional, physical, spiritual, or all of the above. We're negating those by forgiveness, or we are being accepting or condoning the behavior, and that forgiveness requires that we have to be in touch with that person or persons, or we have to, you know, communicate, and I don't believe that. And I don't believe either. My feeling is that, love for the collective, maybe love for self, but I don't feel that every time we're faced with a big step of forgiveness, it's necessary to love that person. I believe
no,
that we can
no.
forgive without loving.
Sometimes a relationship is severed, like say if it's a person, it's just severed. It'll never be like it was. But you want to forgive on your end, and whatever they do on their end is up to them. It's got nothing to do with you. You're not going to make people be like you. They're just not going to be like that. And I can tell you that happened a lot as a little girl for me. And I, my granddaughter will say to me, she'll say, I don't understand. She says, how did you have these friends be so nasty? And I said, I don't know. I mean, she has one little girlfriend, and she's seeing this little girlfriend who's supposed to be her best friend, but this little best friend does things to Jada that she'll fail to tell her about a tryout for something, and you know, there's a little bit of jealousy there on her end. But my granddaughter understands that because I've told her. I said, well, you know, just that's okay. I said, you're going to meet new friends. But this little girl, you know, if this is supposed to be your quote-unquote best friend, you expect them to be there for you. But that doesn't always work that way because sometimes your own needs come before being a best friend to somebody. And I see it all the time with her. And, you know, but she said to me, well, you say things that these little girls did. And she said, but you never got angry. I said, no, I never got angry. I just, okay, they don't want to see me today. That's good. She said, did you cry? I said, no. I just spun around, turned around, and I told you, Maya, what I did. Listen to my radio, read a book, or watch something on television. Summertime, it happened a lot more than during school time. A lot of times I would just walk down the street, and I'd see my other friends down there. There were boys and girls, and we'd play baseball. And, I mean, I was friends with everybody, so it didn't matter. I mean, I'm sure it hurt me, though, at some way, but I was able to just let it go. And a few days later, we'd be talking. I mean, it didn't mean that I stopped talking to them. It's hard for her to understand that because she has this in her about, you know, they did something to me. They said something about me, and I said, but you've got to learn how to do that. She says, I have to be more like my grandma. And I said, well, you can try. I don't know that I'm the best person to be like. But I said, you have to know within yourself what you have to do and what you'll put up with and what you won't. Speak for yourself, of course. But, you know, it doesn't mean that if you're my best friend and then something happens and I forgive you, it doesn't mean you're going to be my best friend forever again. I mean, that can sever that whole thing. But just think of how much better you're going to feel if, you know, you forgive them. But you know what, Maya, I think it's really difficult for a lot of people to do that. Well, you can see what's going on in the world. People just, they don't get it. They just don't get it. And I don't think, you know, in my lifetime, they're going to get it. I don't know. I just look and I shake my head. Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. But, you know, I'm trying to look at some of these other things. Forgiveness, it says, is the highest form of love. You know, this shows that you're here for a larger purpose. And that's basic. I mean, this piece of paper that I printed out has everything that we talk about, Maya, and truly that we are, you and I, and others that are listening. I hope they benefit from it, and they are as well. And I'm sure there's lots of us out there. But that's what I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, yep, I do that. Yep, yep, Maya does this. Yep, yep. It's amazing. And it doesn't mean that we are perfect. We're little angels on earth. But I try to be. I really try to be just the best that I can be. And oftentimes I end up suffering more than the other person or whatever the situation is. But that's okay. It's within me and I can control it. And but I would really recommend people go to just Google it. What does it mean to forgive? What does forgiveness mean? And you're going to see all these things and you're going to say, really, that's one of them? I can't believe it. And, you know, too, it doesn't mean that you allow this person to do the same thing again to you. That doesn't mean that at all. I think it's like I say, checks and minuses. And on the piece of paper there, pluses and minuses. How many do you have on one side? How many do you have on the other? And hopefully you have a lot more pluses than minuses. Did anything ever happen to you as a little girl that you can remember that it was difficult to forgive somebody or a situation? Maya?
Not really so much as a little girl. I think I was more apt to just naturally kind of go with the flow. I don't think either that or just get angry. I was a lot different when I was younger, so I don't really have anything, you know, that mm-hmm. I can really relate it to. I can say that I have a lot of clients and I try to work with those clients because they are holding on to something. And this can be something that occurred years ago.
I believe it.
And, you know, trying to teach them how to forgive, and for people who have, you know, a lot of confidence or ego or pride, which there's nothing wrong with that, but forgiveness isn't about, like I said, that's what we have to learn. And I guess we have to learn those lessons before we can really forgive, is that forgiveness is for self, and forgiveness really doesn't have anything to do with the crime against us, whatever it is, however significant we see it to be, or the person or persons involved. It really has nothing to do with them. It has to do with ourselves, our being, our life, our future, our path.
That's right. I have a couple of callers. Oh, I have one. Let me get to that caller and see if they want to share something on forgiveness.
Okay. For those that are harboring grudges, and especially if you've been, you know, you've been victimized in a serious way, it is very challenging and it is very hard. And I would suggest there's a few really good books out there. And like Natalie said, just Google how to forgive or learning to forgive. Sometimes coming and seeing an intuitive like myself, we can help. And you can always go to STARS, that's STARS with a Z. And counseling can help too, because we really have to rid ourselves. It's like a toxin. So if we think of, if we were carrying around a parasite in our body, imagine how that would degrade our health, how we would not be eating right, we would not be sleeping right, we wouldn't feel good, we wouldn't be able to function. So when we carry around a wound like that in our spiritual being, our emotional being, it has the same impact or effect. It may not give us a headache or make us, you know, have to run to the bathroom a million times, but it will interfere with all our relationships, with our career, with our and our identity, because until we are able to forgive, we are in part at least identifying ourselves as and defining ourselves as part of that event that happened, and we are also taking it personal. And although that is very, very difficult not to, because people will say, well, it, you know, this person chose me, or this happened to me. It didn't happen to Betty or Bob or Sue or Larry or Joe. How can I not take it personal? Because you have to release that other person and say that you just, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with that other person. It has to do with me and what I'm going to choose to do in my life. Let's check and see if Natalie's back. So she's not. So, and I do feel that forgiveness is a step-by-step process. I don't feel that it's something we can accomplish. And the more serious the trespass against, the longer it can take to reach that true forgiveness. And I forget how Natalie worded it, but I liked what she said, what she had read from that paper about, oh, I know, if we're still thinking about, well, what she said is if we're still wanting revenge or restitution. And I would go one step further and say, if that is still a part of our life, our thought, we have not reached that forgiveness. So sometimes for some of us, again, depending on, you know, we're all different. So the same thing can happen to three people, and one person could be severely damaged, one moderately damaged, and one really not damaged at all. And so it can be a situation where we have to repeat the steps of forgiveness a couple of times before we go through it. And the first step is coming to terms with what forgiveness means and what it can offer us. And separating the person, the event, and ourselves. So that's where it begins. Natalie, are you back?
Yes, I'm back, and I have two callers. One gal wants to share something, and the other one has a comment. Very, very nice. They love the show, and, you know, I just wish we had 20 callers, I mean, because we could get to them all. I mean, it's just, really, it's a wonderful thing. But I'm going to bring Dia, D-I-A, live on the air, and she has something that she wants to share. So, Dia, here we go. I'm going to bring you on right now. Dia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, you've got Stars Maya Moon and myself, Natalie. I'm also Stars Cast, but just call me Natalie. And please share what you have on forgiveness or forgiving.
Okay, I will. For me, in my personal journey, it's been a long, long process. But for me, it has nothing to do with forgiving a certain person or circumstance or whatever devastating thing that's happened in your life. It's for me, forgiveness is you allowing yourself to feel just in a positive motion to move on. So you yourself have clarity and peace and the happiness. Otherwise, in my experience, they are actually, or whatever the circumstances, they control you. And for me, for years, I waited for that apology. And that's really great in a perfect world. But for me, I became knowledgeable enough to realize it's actually for me personally. And it has absolutely nothing to do with them. So that's only my experience. And since I've realized that, I've been able to move on, to be able to be a little bit more spiritual and to let go of the past. And as far as the shack, Maya Moon and Natalie, you're right. It is a book. And I read it. And it was somewhere around 2008, 2007. And what it meant was it's symbolic for the house you built out of your own pain. And the movie is a must-see. It is a must-see. Very spiritual, and it's about a father that had a daughter, experienced a daughter that met her demise. And she revisited the place, and the place turns into heaven.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if you can say this, but very good actors. There's God, there's Jesus, there's
yeah, this is
so
the one
many.
That my son recommends to see, Dia. Yeah,
it's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. And I pretty much cried through the whole thing.
That's what my son said. So, Maya, we have to be prepared when we see this movie now, you know. My son already prepared me. Mother, this is going to be one of yours. This is your movie. I said, oh, my God.
I wanted to comment on Dia. First of all, thanks for coming on air and sharing. And I agree with you that we have to separate and take the other person or persons and events out of the equation because it is, just for us. It does involve ourselves in moving forward. And I'm glad that you have found that secret, that key, or that path to be able to take your journey higher. And, yes, I did. I got the book. My next door neighbor is a close friend of mine, and she had given me the book for my birthday back when it came out. And I was so engrossed that I spent the whole day reading that book. I read it again even, and I don't really have time to read, but I made time, and I loved it. I thought it was extremely so, I'm looking forward. I didn't realize that it was a movie, so I appreciate both of you sharing.
It, kind of movie you want to watch over and over again because there's so many symbolic symbols, symbolic things, and also referring to the Bible. But even for people that don't know the Bible, it relates to anyone that has ever gone through any grief or sorrow from a loved one or someone that you have to forgive. It is just, it's a perfect movie for your topic tonight.
Right, even if the forgiveness is, we have to forgive ourselves for something that perhaps we have done.
Mm-hmm. But I do appreciate you guys letting me share because it's probably one of the most spiritual growth that I've had in my life is all about forgiveness. So
we do this every Monday night, 8 to 9 p.m., different topics. Sometimes we go 2 weeks, you know, we'll do part one and part two. And I've got another caller, Maya. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in Lori. Thank you, Dia, for calling. And please come back next week and see us.
Oh, yes, very
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, I'm going to bring Lori on. She's got something to share. Make a comment, I think. Lori,
hi,
are you there?
I am.
There
thank
you go.
You so
okay,
much.
You can make your comment, and you can, the time is yours now. So please,
thank
and I'm going to go get to another caller. You've got Maya Moon on the other end, so she'll be able to talk back to you. Not talk back to you. That doesn't sound good, does it? I mean, communicate with you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to go get this other caller, Maya.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call, Maya. And as Natalie was telling me before, you are the one with the beautiful mind that comes up with these subjects and topics for your show. That's what lured me in. I was passing by on Blog Talk, and I heard you talking about the subject. I couldn't stand myself to learn a very valuable lesson about forgiveness, about compliments, about gossip, and what I feel, and you tell me if this is different, but any outside expressed emotion by any one of us has nothing to do with outside of us. All of our emotions are manifestations of what we are feeling and thinking and what we project outside of us. So in my view, forgiveness is a relationship that we have to settle within ourselves. And when we do that, then we don't put outer energy into something that is not ours. It's not ours. And maybe I'm getting too metaphysical about this, but this is what I've learned, is that whenever you are engaged in compliments and speaking on a higher level, your body releases serotonin, which is the feel-good hormone. And whenever you're gossiping, your body releases the stress hormone cortisol. I just wrote something about it recently, just basically stating which would you prefer, to release serotonin that makes you happy or to release cortisol that just stresses you out even more. But that's what I've learned about forgiveness, unforgiveness, shyness, happiness, whatever the emotion is. It is basically a relationship between yourself and your inner thoughts and your inner way of being culturally trained, and it has absolutely nothing at all, person or the situation, outside of you. What do you think?
Oh, that's nice.
I would agree. Yeah. I mean, and that's interesting what you said, because it is true about the serotonin. And also when we become stressed or we have a negative attitude, our muscles release lactic acid, which they do if we're doing a power workout. But there's a lot of chemical things that go on. And so I do believe, and I appreciate your input, and I agree with it, that when we reach that higher level where we can, you know, give compliments and we can be of a sound spiritual mind and, you know, project our spirituality and our highest emotion, then we are, I always call it the Trinity or the Trine, the spiritual is at the top, then we are connecting in a much higher level with our core being or energy, and that is really what takes us through life. It and empowers us and helps us to achieve our purpose, manifest the things that we need and want in our life, in addition to faith and destiny. So, yeah, I think that was great what you shared, Lori.
Isn't this wonderful? We've got another caller on the air. He wants to ask some questions regarding the subject, but everybody that's listening and the room is filling up, you have no idea how good this makes me feel and Maya feel, because these are subjects that are really important. And to be really spiritual, like Maya and myself, I mean, we both have had different lives, but really to discuss and listen, and you're putting out all this great stuff right into the air. You're putting it all out, all to the universe, and hopefully some people around the world will pick it up and understand that, you know, we just all want to live happy and do great things. Lori, you're wonderful. Please come back next week, and I'm going to bring Jay on the line right now. And keep listening.
Can
I extended the time because this is – come back next week, please.
Can I say one more thing? One more
Absolutely.
Thing. Absolutely. What spurred me to get to that point of inner clarity was my neighbor telling me that she takes care of her precious energy, and whenever people are energy zappers, she blesses them and she moves on, because for her it is so important to stay within her own integrity, to keep herself happy, and so she's respectful of other people's time as well as her own. She dismisses herself in a clear way and just doesn't waste their time by engaging something that is going to bring down her energy, and she takes her power back at the same time. Then that way she doesn't feel slighted or like she has to forgive anyone. And that just really opened my learning when she expressed that to me.
It's amazing what you can learn from other people just by talking. And you can teach other people just by talking, and they don't even know that's what you're really doing. You're showing them the way. You really, really are.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, please, the room, like I said, we have people in the room, and I know they can hear. You know, please come back every week. There's always a note, a banner on starswithazpsychics.com about what the subject is going to be. And Maya will come let me know tomorrow, and then I post it. And we're trying to do something new, and I'm going to announce it right now, if I might. Maya, I think it's a good time. We're hoping to get sometimes people don't like to be on the air, but they have questions. So I'm going to have my webmaster set up something that you can submit a question for the next topic, the next show, and we'll answer it. You can sign it with a T, with a J, however you want to, but you'll know. And if you just tune in, you don't have to dial in. You can just tune in from our page. You'll get your question answered, and not a spirit, you know, not a reading. It has to be on the topic, you know, like tonight. You know, what does it mean to forgive? That's one of the questions that you would submit. We're gonna try that. I don't know if we'll be ready next week, but I'm working on it. And you know, I don't know how everybody heard about us, all these people, but it's wonderful. It just makes my heart feel really, really good, and I know Maya feels really, really good about that too. So, thank you, Lori, and hopefully I'll talk to you again next week, right?
Yeah, you will. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to bring Jay on the air right now. Here we go. Hi, Jay. How are you? It's Natalie back. This is Jay from Canada, Maya Moon, and he has something that he would like to say to both of us or ask of us. So go ahead, Jay. You're live on the air.
Yes, my question is that if you forgive people in the past, let past, and they still haven't, you know, be aware of what you did until can still continue their own charade, if you want to call it that. Is it, I mean, do you have to forgive them again? It's like forgiving a person once and then they do something bad or whatever again. Then you forgive them again and still do something bad again. And I mean, for me, is it better to just walk off from the situation?
Maya, you want to take that?
Yes, because think of forgiveness is not continuing to accept unacceptable behavior or treatment.
forgiveness system is releasing the power that a person has over you for whatever wrongs they may have done. And absolutely, if I am a very strong believer in setting very good boundaries and not allowing toxic people to impurify my life with their toxicity. So think of forgiveness and interaction with a person or persons. They're completely separate. They're totally different. So now for those that forgive and have the desire to give someone another chance, there's nothing wrong with that. And it sounds, Shay, like that might be what you've done. But if their behavior is repetitive, then you're the one that needs to end it and get away from that person, because they've already shown to you that this is the way that they're going to be.
Does that make sense to you, Jay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you can't keep having somebody continue. It's like I used to do this. I used to say to everybody that I was standing in a square, and I would say to them, this was many years ago when I was working for America Online, you step in my square, you must be prepared to either learn from me or be similar to me, because if you're not, you will be out of that square. So this person is continuing to do this, and you keep forgiving them, but they're not getting the hint. But you know, and you forgive them, and that's it. And I agree with Maya. I think just walk away. Just let them go. And hopefully they'll figure it out for themselves. That's all you can do.
Right. Forgiveness is not intended to be a repetitive process with the same events or the same person. Our person. It's not what it's intended. It's intended, again, try to keep forgiveness is for self, it's from the divine, but interacting or bringing those persons or those events or whatever the situation is into your life, again, is completely different. And for the most part, Jay, I would say probably in about 90% of the cases where true divine forgiveness, you know, that not just, she didn't pay me back the $10. I mean, that doesn't, in my opinion, I don't really feel that's true, strong forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that's been harmed, betrayal. So in 90% of the situations, I would say that relationship is beyond repair, and that person is, you know, not to be trusted, and people that are not to be trusted should not be a part of our life. So I hope that helps, and I wish you luck with that, Jay, with extricating from that situation.
Okay. Yeah, thanks so much.
It's going to be tough. I mean, especially if somebody's been in your life and you've allowed them to continually do this, it's going to be hard for you to, you know, it's not erasing them off the blackboard. It's just kind of like removing them from your square, if you want to call it. It's just not doing you any good. And hopefully they'll realize how important you were, and maybe this will help them too, you know, but you've got to do this for yourself. I agree with Maya totally. So thank you for coming, and please come back again next week. I don't know what our topic is going to be. Maya, do you know yet? No, she doesn't know. She'll surprise me.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, so it's always good. We did divine intervention. We've talked on angels, you know, and if you've missed a show, to the listeners, go back to Stars with a Z, psychics.com, and at the bottom you'll see a little icon that says Blog Talk Radio. You click on that, and it opens up to a page with all of our shows that we've done, and you'll be able to hear every one of them. And, you know, that's mostly the place where you can find out all kinds of stuff about us. You know, it's accessible. It's easy. It starts with a Z, psychics.com. We have all kinds of stuff on there. I have a magazine. There's a link to that, and that I do every month. And So please come back. I've enjoyed tonight so much. My heart feels so good. How about you, Maya?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I actually, I had a friend mention to me, they brought up the subject of reincarnation and how we reincarnate and can we reincarnate, like can a human reincarnate as an animal? So I think that might be a good subject for next week.
Yep, yes.
Coming off forgiveness is sharing. And one thing with spirituality is keep in mind there's no set rules that, well, this is right and that's wrong. There's many different ideas, and the best advice I can give on any topic is to see what resonates. But let's talk about reincarnation next week and what our beliefs
are.
That sounds
great.
Probably a two-parter, I would think, but we'll see. We can see how it goes.
And, I'll do my fact-finding. I'll go find out some good stuff, and I like to do that because it allows me to learn, and I enjoy that a lot because, we don't know everything. I mean, we know who we are. We know who we are. But there's so many things that you can learn. And, of course, even my granddaughter, well, Graham, I'll Google it. everybody
right.
knows about it. And that's what I did tonight. I did for these 16 things. And, Maya, you and I touched on every one of them without really having to me read any of them. And it makes all the good sense in the world. It really, really does. And I want to thank everybody in the room for coming. We had quite a few people in there. And, of course, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson's on there. She's in the room, and she womans the room for us, and she does all the marketing. And I do a lot of Twitter, but I'm real big now on Instagram, if you want to believe that. Oh, yes, I post things there all the time. And I get a lot of followers, but I usually follow all, I love animals, and I want to go to Africa, so I'm following all of them, and they're all inviting me. Oh, if you come here, we're going to show you a wonderful time. We'll take you on some beautiful trips. I'm thinking, oh, my God, if I just had about $10,000, right, to go there. But Twitter is really good. We're on there. And every Tuesday in the blog on starswithazpsychics.com, you'll see a post that I put up that Maya Moon has written about the night before show. So you'll read some interesting things, and I'm going to tell you, she writes beautifully. I mean, I read, because I do it, I post all that, and I read what she sends to me, and most times I end up crying because she just has a way with words, and when it's something, she just knows how to write, and it's beautiful.
Oh,
I'm working on a fairy tale. That's what I like, but she's got so much from within, and she convenes, as I love that word, with her guides. I love when she says that. I'm going to convene. I see this big circle of all kinds around her and her asking questions. Well, what do you think about that? No, I don't like that. Well, what do you think about that? I can see it now. But, we all have good days. We all have bad days. But just know to forgive is divine. And that's what I want to tell everybody. Maya, I love you. I will see you next week. Same time, same station. Thanks again, Dia, and thanks again, Lori, because you're still listening, for coming in. And it's just been wonderful tonight. I mean, I have chills. That's how great this is. It just resonates so much with me, with my heart and my soul. And we'll see everybody next week. And hopefully Dia and Lori and maybe Jay will come back and maybe some others. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight, and you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, believe in things that you cannot see. Bye-bye.